From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Watchmen and some smaller movies come out today. And to tell you what the critics think of them, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
Take an over-imaginative little girl, a hard-boiled cop who thinks the world is ending, and a group of superheroes, and what do you got? Well, have them all share a beach house together, and I think we got ourselves a hit sitcom. But no, that's just the wide array of characters in our three new releases. First up is the drama Phoebe in Wonderland. Elle Fanning stars as a gifted child who longs to play the lead role in her school production of Alice in Wonderland. There's a great supporting cast with Felicity Huffman, Campbell Scott, and Patricia Clarkson as her eccentric drama teacher.
At a certain point in your life, probably when too much of it has gone by, you will open your eyes and see yourself for who you are. Especially for everything that made you so different from all the awful normals.
Overall, the critics enjoy this trip through the looking glass. The Hollywood Reporter cheers. The mesmerizing performance of Fanning sparks the picture. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer finds it an involving and empathetic drama. And the Village Voice calls Phoebe in Wonderland profoundly stirring. Next up is the horror thriller The Horseman. Dennis Quaid stars as a troubled police detective who becomes convinced a slew of grisly murders are somehow tied into the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Revelation 6, come and see. It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Four horsemen. Four offerings. You're not going to find them.
The Horseman was not made available to critics for advanced screening. Usually the studio is behind this, fearing negative reviews, but it's my understanding that War and Pestilence are still bickering over billing on the poster, and Death is concerned he comes off as unlikable. And for all you superhero buffs and comic book fans out there, yes, the wide release of Watchmen is finally here. Based on the highly acclaimed comic book series, Watchmen is set in an alternate 1985 America where tensions between the U.S. and Russia are at an all-time high, with the doomsday clock set at 5 minutes before midnight, and only a group of vigilante ex-superheroes can save humanity.
Watchmen. That's the real joke.
Look, Rorschach and I have made real headway on the gang problem by working together.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
The reviews are mixed. The Washington Post yawns the long-awaited adaptation is dull and a bore, but the New York Post applauds fresh and magnificent, and Time magazine promises Watchmen has moments of greatness. Well, you see, I'm still shaking the movie claims to be set in an alternate 1985, because I remember 1985, and it did seem alternate. I mean, come on, the Kansas City Royals won the World Series. Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go was playing everywhere, and that was also the year they introduced the new Coke. All signs of the apocalypse, people. Wake up and smell the Wham!
That smell like? I don't think I want to know. Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer, a nervous writer, living in Los Angeles.